This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tonight is opening day for baseball, and then tomorrow is the first game officially at the brand new park for the Texas Rangers. So right now, I want to run through some predictions with you guys and the Dallas Morning News, see what y'all think, see who's crazy, who's spot on, etc. We start with this. Who will win the AL West? Feel free to play along at home, 877-881-1053.
You want me to go first?
Sure.
Rangers.
All right.
I'm going to go with the Oakland Athletics. In 162, I felt like Houston was going to have way too much pressure on them, way too much booing, just way too much feeling sorry for themselves and having to apologize every other place they went to. I think this helps out Houston. At the same time, I like Oakland before this pandemic happened, and I'm going to stick with Oakland winning the division.
I think Joey Gallo is going to hit 60 home runs, Kevin, because he's going to have multiple home run games.
It's a lot of stupid pitching.
It's like every 4 days he's going to have four home runs. All right, so we'll put that on. Not one every day, but every 4 days he's going to hit four. And then I think that I think Elvis is going to live up to the pedestal we've always put him on, Kevin. Uh-huh. And we're going to have a quick run right to the playoffs at the top of the division. Mm-hmm. That is just being optimistic.
All right. Well,
Astros are winning it again.
Okay. Three people of the seven from the Dallas Morning News picked the Astros, three picked the A's, and one picked the Angels. Who is going to win the AL Central?
Minnesota.
That's interesting.
If you want me to tell you right now, I know I might be jumping the gun here, and you might not like this, Kevin, but I'm going to do it anyways.
Then I will not.
Minnesota's going to the World Series.
All right. Well, you need to hold on just a damn minute. We'll get there, okay?
Wow.
We will get there. Corey, who wins the
AL? Mike just told us that they're winning the World Series.
Right.
So
no,
how can
I didn't
go
say,
against
I didn't
that?
Say they're winning the World Series.
Oh,
we'll get to that
whoa.
Later. They're going to the World Series.
So five people picked the Twins to win the Central. Two picked the White Sox. Who will
wow,
win?
Wow, no Indian love
nope.
there because I thought they're a good – didn't they – no, it was Minnesota who won it last year. But, I mean, they've had a nice run and they do have some talent. I thought maybe one person would pick Cleveland.
I like the White Sox a little bit, but not as much as Minnesota. Like, well, White Sox are on the verge, right?
Only Dana Larson even has Cleveland in the playoffs.
Okay.
Who will win the AL East?
This one's tough.
Baltimore.
Stop it.
I don't know if they're going to win 10 games, man.
Dang.
I think they will. I think they're going to win like 13 games. I think they're going to go 13-47. I will go with the Yankees, but, man, it's Tampa's right there with them.
I'm going to say Yankees, and Toronto comes in second in that division.
You got to call them the Blue Jays.
That's true.
That's right. Yeah. I don't know that you have to, but the franchise is still owned by Toronto. So.
Is it?
I don't know, man.
Nobody
know.
Does. The Yankees got five votes. Tampa Bay got two. No, only one person picked the Rangers to make the playoffs as a wild card. That
nice.
Would, of course, be Evan Grant, who has the Rangers making the playoffs ahead of the Astros. So,
okay.
And he's a Ranger hater, too, so that's kind of crazy.
Is he?
Yeah, man.
Okay. Who's going to win the NL West? This is the lone unanimous decision.
Oh, they all picked the Rockies because of how they looked.
They did not pick the Rockies.
The Dodgers, and hey, anything can happen in 60 games, but I just their talent level, their youth, their MVPs that they have on their team, I just can't see how the Dodgers don't dominate the National League.
Who will win the NL Central?
This is the toughest one.
This is the most split, by the way.
Pittsburgh.
I will lean towards I'm going to lean towards St. Louis. But Corey? Milwaukee, to me, has a chance. I don't think Pittsburgh does.
Are the Reds an exciting team?
I was watching MLB Network, and I believe I saw Al Leiter. It might have been Al Leiter pick the Reds to win that division. And they do have a lot of – they brought in talent. They have some young talent. This is – maybe they could. I think that there's a maybe on the Reds, but I'm going to go with St. Louis.
All right, I'll pick the Reds.
One person for the Cubs from the Dallas Morning News. Three picked the Cardinals, and three picked the Cincinnati Reds. Yeah. Who is going to win the NL East?
That one. This is the one. This is going to be awesome, Mike.
I am in love with the Braves. I've been in love with the Braves since I saw Ronald Acuna and Ozzie Albies come on the scene in 2018. They have – it's tough because if their young pitchers were in the minor leagues developing, like Kyle Muller from Jesuit, I think that they would even have a better chance in a 162-game season. But I'm going to go with the Braves.
Mike, does Ron Washington have a World Series win ever? Like, has he, as a player, as
you mean a championship
coach?
Ring? Because he won four games for the Rangers in the World Series. Just
a championship ring. Is that a no?
I don't think he does, but he has been in baseball for a long time. I know he doesn't as – I'm almost positive he doesn't as a player. Okay. And so he's been – he was with Oakland forever when they didn't, right? I mean, he was Art Howe's, infield coach. And with us, he didn't. So I don't think he does.
Okay, then, Kevin, I will also root for the Braves, even though Philly and Washington are in that division – simply for Ron Washington to get his World Series.
Yeah, the Mets aren't horrible either.
Philly got one vote. Washington got two votes. Atlanta got four. Who will win the American League pennant?
Yankees.
I'm going to go off the board here and go Twins. And I know that I'm taking I don't feel great about this, but I feel like in this 60-game season – there's going to be something that people aren't predicting, and I don't know how many people are predicting the Twins to run the playoff gamut and beat somewhat like the Yankees, Tampa Bay, Oakland, or Houston, whoever it is. So I'm going to go with Minnesota is going to surprise us and be in the World Series.
One person picked Minnesota.
Oh.
One person picked Tampa. One person picked Oakland. One person picked Houston. One person picked the White Sox. The only team with multiple votes is the New York Yankees. Compare that to the National League, where only two teams got votes for the pennant.
I mean, I think the Dodgers are by far the favorite, and I will pick the Dodgers. To me, the other team is the Atlanta Braves.
Nope.
Whoa, is it the Reds?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm telling you, man, there is hype around the Reds that I did not expect this year, Mike.
Now, Bassick, you're right in terms of the Dodgers have by far the most votes at five, but the Reds have two votes. So, Bassick, your World Series is Dodgers-Twins, is that right?
I'm going to pick Dodgers-Twins, the Dodgers to win the World Series, and I really want this for Dave Roberts. He's a good friend of mine. I love him. I think he's a great – I know he's a great person. I do think he's a very good manager. And if he wins the World Series, all of a sudden he's been to the World Series 3 out of 4 years and a champ, and he's an awesome manager. If he doesn't – I hate this for him. If he doesn't win the World Series, I think he's going to get fired. And so he either becomes a great manager and has been to the World Series 3 out of 4 years, or he becomes fired.
Corey, what's your World Series?
Dodgers-Yankees. Dodgers win the World Series. Walker Buehler is the MVP for pitching two perfect games in the World Series.
We got...
How happy would baseball be in general if they get Dodgers-Yankees?
Oh, my God.
The whole world would be in love with it.
That's all they want. So One vote comes in.
They need David Stern to come back and make it happen.
One vote comes in for Oakland to win the World Series. One vote comes in for Cincinnati to win the World Series. The other five for the Dodgers. Now, what will be the Texas Rangers record in 2020? We're having Bassett compare, Corey compare, along with the seven experts from the Dallas Morning News.
I'm going to go with 28-32.
I'm going to go with 30-30. And that's just during the regular season, Kevin. That does not include their playoff victories.
So you've got them in the playoffs at 30-30?
Man, it could be 30 games. That could be
better
enough.
Expand to 16.
Yeah, there you go.
Not one single quote-unquote expert from the Dallas Morning News has the Rangers with a losing record, which I think is just silly. Two of them have them at 30-30. Two of them have them at 31-29, and three of them have them at 32-28. So there seems to be a consensus they're going to be like right in the middle. But the idea that not one person thinks they're going to have a losing record, come on.
Who is? That's a lot of optimism, and I think I need to quell my optimism just a little bit.
Yeah, Corey.
Although I like being optimistic, man. 2020 is a good back half of the year for us, guys.
Who will lead the team in home runs, and how many home runs?
Todd Frazier.
How many?
He does
21.
What? Wow.
Joey Gallo with 13.
Okay. Joey Gallo, 19. Joey Gallo, 15. Joey Gallo, 16. Joey Gallo, 16. Joey Gallo, 17. Kevin Sherrington says Joey Gallo 20, and then one panelist said Rougi Odor with 14.
I mean, he
does have 14.
Yeah, he might have 14 at like batting 150, but even still, he could hit 14 home runs the way he swings.
I'm going to change mine. Joey Gallo at 15. I'm low at 13. I'm going to go with 15 home runs.
Still think Corey's pick of Todd Frazier at 21 is the one where the real money can be made.
Yes, it is.
Who will lead the Rangers in win total and how many wins?
Depends on who they show up for, and I think the offense will show up for Minor. I think Minor has the most wins this year.
How many?
You get 12 starts, so
9.
Oh, okay. That is higher than anyone on the board.
I think he'll lead the. I think he might lead. He'll lead baseball. I don't think there'll be a guy that wins 10 this year. So 9 will probably do it. I'm going to go with Corey Kluber at 6.
All right. There are 3 votes for Kluber, 2 votes for Minor, and 2 votes for Lynn. Interestingly enough, Lynn, Kluber, and Minor all got a vote for 8 wins, which would be astonishing because that means they go. Like 8-2 with 2 no decisions or something like that?
Most likely 8 wins will be – it'll probably tie. It's going to be tough to actually win the win total for a starting pitcher. But I think 8 will be the most wins, which they'll probably be 5.
All right.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
Who will be the MVP for the Rangers?
Oh,
Five voted for Joey Gallo, but if you had to pick somebody else, who would you pick?
So I can't choose Joey Gallo is what you're telling me here, Kevin. This is ridiculous.
Joey Gallo.
All right. Just because pitchers don't typically get it, I think Mike Minor's going to have a really good season again. I think the way he spots his pitches. But if I have to pick somebody else, I will say Elvis wins MVP for the Rangers just because he's that guy they love so much.
There was, in fact, one vote for Elvis as well as one vote for Corey Kluber. Now,
dude, you know how hype I am for Corey Kluber. What I know about Miners, what I'm in my expectations for him. I love me some Kluber, though.
Are you still hyped for Corey Kluber even though he spells Corey with an E?
Yeah, it's not his fault.
Okay,
that's
fair.
He didn't get to choose it.
That's fair. Will fans be allowed at Globe Life Field in 2020?
No.
Wow.
And I know they're doing tours right now, and it's a real weird situation, but they're not doing, allowing fans right now. As quick as this season goes, I don't know. I just don't know if we can get the numbers down enough for them to say, let's go ahead and do it.
Five votes for no, one vote from Evan Grant, yes, September 8th, and one vote yes by mid-August. Last question for you, Corey, besides are the Rangers in it to win it from the 817, will the regular season finish on time?
Since yes.
Okay.
I think they're going to push through. I think they got the protocol set up, and Kevin, I think that the players are committed to doing what it takes to self-quarantine in the right situations and then show up for their guys.
Six of the seven said yes, and the one that said no, it's only delayed by a couple of weeks. As far as the Rangers record, some people are less optimistic. From the 8-1-7, 24-36. From the 4-6-9, they might win 25. And from the 9-0-3, diehard Rangers fan, but I'm not sold on the offense. I think they'll finish 24-36.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.